time now for the latest world sports from the BBC with me, Adi Adedoyin. Coming up, it's claimed that video technology could never get past the FIFA vote.
If we're out there and there's a vote, and FIFA have already decided that they're not going to give it a vote, it can't go through. We could have saved a bit of time by not even hearing the representations from the two companies.
In the English Premier League, Wigan stopped Liverpool from going fourth.
It's all over at the DW Stadium. Wigan Athletic have beaten Liverpool for the first time in the club's history.
And Chile's tennis team do their bit to lift the nation. Now at the weekend, the International FA Board, which consists of FIFA and representatives from England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, voted against pursuing research into the use of goal-line technology. But it appears that FIFA had no intention of allowing a vote in favour of video replays, despite inviting two companies to showcase their systems during a meeting of the IFAB. The Scottish FA's chief executive, Gordon Smith, supports the use of technology for goal-line decisions, but admits it was all a bit of a waste of time, as the possible benefits of each system were never even discussed.
Once it had been shown through, they just asked, well, right, what do you feel? Who wants to go ahead? And then there was someone from FIFA gave a talk to say, we don't think this is the way ahead. There shouldn't be technology, shouldn't be in the game. We should be looking at the game as a human aspect of it. Technology takes away from the game, all that type of thing. And then it went to a vote.
Because you and the English FA voted for it.
Yes.
And then Wales and Northern Ireland voted against. And given that FIFA, as you said, stood up and said, oh, well, we're not sure about this and we're not sure about that, did you feel that FIFA were kind of trying to direct you in one way with your vote?
Well, it didn't really matter, to be honest with you, because if you think about it, the FIFA, there's 8 votes there, and FIFA have got 4. So FIFA don't have to direct us anywhere. That was my suggestion. I mean, I wasn't upset by it. It's been put out there, I was upset. But what I was quite amazed by it, because if we're out there and there's a vote, and FIFA have already decided that they're not going to give it a vote, it can't go through. So we could have saved a bit of time by not even hearing the representations from the two companies.
That's astonishing.
Yes.
Did you feel there was one specific reason why they didn't want it? Was it cost mainly?
No, it wasn't cost mainly. There was no reason. That was the reason. It was basically on that fact. The fundamental was that it wasn't going to be, you know, technology wasn't good for the game.
Gordon Smith there with the BBC's Mark Chapman. Now, Wigan created a little piece of club history on Monday as they beat Liverpool by 2-0 in the English Premier League. Watching at the DW Stadium for the BBC was Darren Fletcher.
Hugo Rodallega scored the only goal after 36 minutes, steering the ball past Reina from an accurate boy's cross. It was his first for 12 matches. Liverpool were flat, appeared to lack balance, and they really tested Kirkland. Torres had the best opportunity when he struck the post early in the first half. The defeat severely dents their hopes of securing fourth place in the Premier League. They remain sixth, but rival Spurs, Manchester City and Aston Villa all have games in hand. Even the return from injury of Glenn Johnson failed to inspire them. Wigan are now 4 points clear of the bottom three after their first win in 10 matches and are celebrating their first ever win over the Merseysiders in club history.
So a frustrating night for the Liverpool manager Rafa Benitez, who criticised the attitude of his players.
Really disappointed. I think that the first half we didn't do anything. It was just we didn't show the attitude that you have to show, and then the second half we were working harder, but they were winning, and you know, always a it's more difficult. They had to defend, and they were defending really well. It's difficult to explain.
In Spain's La Liga, third place Valencia were held to a goalless draw at home by lowly Rest and Santander. Valencia are 15 points behind the top two of Real Madrid and Barcelona, and 4 clear of Sevilla in fourth place. Football's world governing body FIFA should do more to protect the housing rights of those affected by the World Cup. This is according to the human rights investigator who has produced a report on behalf of the United Nations. Raquel Rolnick's report includes details of how more than 20,000 residents in a makeshift settlement near Cape Town were being moved to impoverished areas at the edge of the city in the run-up to the World Cup. Now, unlike the International Olympic Committee, FIFA hasn't responded to repeated demands to make housing rights a key part of their bidding process for hosting the event. And Ms. Rolnick says that needs to change.
Information concerning the selection process of countries to host the FIFA World Cup is not readily available to general public. There is no normative framework applicable to all this bid, and it's noteworthy that no housing regulations or requisites are incorporated in the Code of Ethics or the bid process for the World Cup. My predecessor and I have unsuccessfully approached FIFA authorities since 2007 to request information and with no reply, and I hope that a constructive dialogue can be established in the near future.
On to tennis now, and the final Davis Cup first round tie of the weekend was concluded a day late when Fernando Gonzalez beat Israel's Dudi Sela 6-4, 6-4, 6-3 to send Chile into the quarterfinals of the World Group. The tie was delayed because of the earthquake in Chile at the end of last month, and after completing his match, an emotional Gonzalez spoke of having to play at such a difficult time.
Yeah, it's really tough because, I mean, you cannot be away from that. It's your country's. A couple of cities from my country disappear, and the people from your country, and you have to be with them. I mean, they need a lot of support. I mean, I'm trying to do a few things, and we need the whole world support to start to do it again, you know. We need the world, we need the help, and hopefully they can do it.
Meanwhile, the head of the Lawn Tennis Association in Great Britain has ordered a review into the country's Davis Cup defeat by Lithuania at the weekend. Roger Draper says the situation is unacceptable and the review needs to be swift and decisive. The result puts further pressure on the team captain, John Lloyd, though his brother, David Lloyd, a former Davis Cup captain, believes Draper is to blame for Britain's lack of success.
Murray didn't come from the system. His mother was brave enough to take him out of it. Greg was Canadian, but came to Britain with a British passport and did a great job for Britain. And Tim started with me. So where are the men players that the LTA have actually produced? Zero. And that's the bottom line. So you can't keep saying, oh, we're getting better. I don't buy it. If I was a chief executive, I would have been fired. If I was a football manager, I would have been fired. How do you keep keeping your job when you're failing?
To the Men's Hockey World Cup in Delhi now, where Australia and England finish on top of Pool B to qualify for the semi-finals. But both teams struggled in their final pool matches, as the BBC's Aaron Armstrong explains.
Despite a few changes in position, the semi-finalists from Pool B were decided on Saturday, and so most of the teams were playing for standings and pride. Spain restored theirs by bringing England's unbeaten run to an end with a 2-0 victory. Australia took their chance to finish top on goal difference with a 2-1 win over Pakistan, which may lead to a slightly easier semi-final. And India's pool campaign finished with a draw against South Africa, but it wasn't without controversy. Hockey's use of video technology, which football recently rejected, has definitely improved the game, and again it proved its worth when a bad decision was corrected. Unfortunately, the umpires on the field took almost 15 seconds to refer the call, during which time India scored a goal that couldn't stand.
China aims to win all five titles as they did last year at the 100th All England Badminton Championships. The tournament gets underway in Birmingham in central England on Tuesday. David Luddy looks ahead.
This event is the oldest and most prestigious in world badminton. All the world's top players will be competing, with the finals next Sunday. Over 400 players from 37 countries are taking part. China was the first nation last year to capture all five titles since Denmark in 1948, and they could do it again. Four of their 2009 winners are defending their crowns, including world and Olympic champion Lin Dan. He's chasing his fifth All England crown. But he could be severely tested for the title by the current world number one, Malaysian Lee Chong Wei, beaten finalist last season, but winner of the first two Super Series events this year in Korea and Malaysia. Wang Yihan is defending her women's crown, with Denmark's Tina Rasmussen, champion 2 years ago and last year's finalist, the most dangerous unseeded player in the draw.
And before we go, a reminder of our top story. FIFA used their voting muscle to halt the introduction of goal line technology, according to the chief executive of the Scottish FA. Gordon Smith suggests that FIFA had no intention of allowing a vote in favour of video replays, despite inviting two companies to showcase their systems during a meeting of the International FA Board at the weekend. And that's the latest sport from the BBC.